Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. You've heard the saying, new year, new you. Ah, yes, this next segment is about New Year's resolution, and one in particular. For many of us, that means renewing our commitment to exercise, running, treadmills, yoga. But for a few, it means sprinting up hills, crawling under barbed wire, running through mud and water, and jumping over fire. It's all part of a Spartan race, a grueling obstacle course-style competition designed to push people beyond their limits. Millions of people across the country participate in Spartan competitions, and Joe DeSena is the irrepressible force behind it and the founder of the Spartan race. As DeSena says, death is the price we pay for life, so make it worth it. He's a former stock trader who not long ago completed a quintuple Ironman, which consists of a 12-mile swim, a 560-mile bike ride, followed by a 131-mile run. And this year, on top of all that, he wrote a book called Spartan Up, a take-no-prisoners guide to overcoming obstacles and achieving peak performance. We talked to Joe DeSena back in August, and we thought we'd start a new year, this new year, with listening to him again. We thought it would inspire some of you to make good on your latest New Year's resolution to get fit. So we began by asking Joe what got him interested in these superhuman races in the first place.
My mom and dad were superhumans. My mom was into yoga, meditation, health food in the 70s. My dad was a workaholic maniac. And we are products of environment. And I just got very motivated being around them. And my first business at 13 years old was a swimming pool and construction business. And I ran that business for about 11 years. After that, I went to Wall Street. But while there, I started to get heavy and out of shape and unhealthy. And so I sought ways to get healthy. Mm. And I stumbled, thankfully, upon adventure racing. Very long distance, scenic, ultra runs. I did the Iditarod by foot. Unfortunately, we didn't have any dogs. It was 8.5 days. It was 30 below. Anybody in the right mind would say, why would you possibly do that? And as you discussed earlier, I think the brain, the body, we grow when we're uncomfortable. I think we stunt growth when we're not. And it certainly helped me grow.
In what way did it help you grow? I mean, of course, it must harden your body and help your body grow, but I know you're talking about something bigger and broader than that.
Yeah, well, very specifically, we have an abundance of things here in America, most of us, and when you strip all those things away and do something like I just described, you get a new perspective. You change your frame of reference. You start to appreciate things more. You don't complain about things as much. You definitely harden, as you suggested, and you just appreciate life.
I want to ask you a little bit about the Spartan race, but first, that came out of another challenge that you created called the Death Race, which sounds sort of terrifying, especially considering the waiver that you have to sign to participate. It says simply, I may die. So tell us what the Death Race is.
The Death Race, all these years of building businesses, you find as an entrepreneur you want high-functioning people around you, and is there a simpler way to find them? Almost like is there a better way to recruit people? We had people chop wood, climb mountains, stand in cold water, carry heavy weights, you name it, we did it. And at the end of the day, there were only a few people standing, male or female. And over the decade that I've run that, those people are amazing people.
Hmm. Now, about that death race, I read, by the way, there's a great profile of you and the Spartan race and what you've done in Outside Magazine. And I read in that article that in the first death race in 2004, a guy almost drowned after getting trapped in a narrow below-ground culvert. And in fact, it was your partners that sort of said, hey Joe, you got to rein it in a little here. People could die out there. Is that true? Is that a correct sort of portrayal of how that went down?
So my buddy Sean Bain, you're referring to, yeah, he was a guy I raced with all around the world. So it was shocking when he said to me, we had to tone it down. But but yeah, I mean, it was very difficult for me because you want to push people to that edge. I knew myself what it was like to be on that edge where it's just dangerously safe enough. Because if you don't get the person there, well, then you didn't give them their money's worth. You really don't know who you are until you're pushed up against that proverbial wall. And some would say, yeah, sometimes I push too hard.
And maybe you push yourself too hard. I'm curious if there's been a physical test, a race, an endurance test, an obstacle race that you've done where you just couldn't go on.
Yes, many, every day.
I find that hard to believe, not every day. Give me an example of one that really overcame Joe DeSena.
Well, let me preface it by saying, I tell people all the time, it doesn't matter if you're doing a one-hour workout, a one-day workout, or a 10-day workout. Hmm. We all get tired. I get tired. Strongest people out there will get tired. The question is, what happens when you get tired? Can you continue mentally? And I attempted to do, I got roped into this idea of doing 10,000 burpees. A burpee was created by Royal H. Burpee in the 40s as a way to test military recruits. It is a jump up, go down to the ground, do a push-up, and then come back up. And it's a brutal exercise. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of the greatest exercises known to man or woman. And I say that because it really moves blood around. It's awful. You get to a dark place very quickly with the burpee.
So I'm guessing that someone who's in reasonably good shape could, 15, 20, 30? I don't know. What do you think?
You'd be surprised at how quickly they become terrible. We had hired a new digital team, and the digital team put a challenge out there to our consumers that said, for every like and share we get on Facebook today, our founder, Joe DeSena, will do a burpee. And then they gave me the bad news that the number was 10,247. You have 4 million people on Facebook looking at you. You want to do the right thing. And so on a Friday night in New Jersey, just before the start of our race the next morning, I got out on a deck and I attempted to do 10,247 burpees. And
how far did you
terrible.
Get? How far did you get?
Well, so I was about 8 hours in and I hit 4,000. I had begged.
8 hours.
8 hours. I had begged my team to not tell me what I was up to at any point in time, no matter how much I begged. And the only thing coming on radio stations at night was like Captain and Tennille. It was terrible. I'm trying to get through these burpees.
See, I'm intrigued what you told me, though, there about you begged your folks not to tell you how many, because one of the things I read is that you compartmentalize, and that is when you're faced with a really tough challenge. You know, if you've got 100 of something to do and you're only at 10, don't think of the number 90, right? Think of one more.
That's right. I do it every day. I did it today. I did 300 burpees, and I do it every day. And by the way, forget about just working out or burpees. Yeah. It's a great way to get through life. I have self-diagnosed myself with ADD, and if I get bad news, we all get bad news every day, within a minute I say to myself, what was I just upset about? So it's a great way to just get through life.
So I want to ask you about the Spartan race, which is still a pretty challenging competition, but not the death race. But tell me why you created the Spartan race and for whom you created it. Is it the world-class endurance athlete, or is it anyone who might enjoy a challenge or a way to get to better health?
Well, it's funny. So death race we had in Vermont, as you described. And separately, we wanted to start a new business that wasn't as challenging, not to say that the Spartan race is not difficult, but would be more athletic in nature, would have a start and a finish. Death race doesn't have a start and finish. And so I started it. A small investment slowly turned into a very large investment to the point where I thought I was going to have to sell the farm. But I sensed that it was working. I mm-hmm. sensed that people would come to these events and have fun and enjoy it, and that there was something much bigger going on. It's a military-inspired obstacle race. It's basically putting people in front of obstacles that appear that they're not going to be able to get through, and then somehow they break through and they make it to the finish line and they obtain something we coined called obstacle immunity. And so what that does then is that those little obstacles in life, the coffee being too cold, the car not starting, the kids screaming, become much smaller obstacles and less stressful.
You mean you survived Joe DeSena's Spartan race. You can pretty much take on anything that life throws at you on any given day.
That's right. That's right.
And obstacle and immunity. Listen, a lot of us could use that. That's great.
I'm walking through the city today, and two people separately stopped me, and one of them was a grown man who recognized the shirt. It said Spartan, recognized me and literally started crying in front of me to just say that the race changed his life. It changed the way he interacts with his family. He had a terrible upbringing. And now that seems extreme, but I get thousands of these emails. And I think it's because the obstacles are a metaphor for obstacles in life. They help people break through.
Joe DeSena, founder of the Spartan Race, talking to us back in August about his book, Spartan Up, A Take No Prisoners Guide to Overcoming Obstacles and Achieving Peak Performance in Life. If you want to start to develop your own obstacle immunity and Spartan Up, pre-registration for the 2015 Fenway Park Spartan Race is now open. You can find a link to that and more information at RadioBoston.org. Stay with us. Coming up, the Boston Symphony Orchestra's Andras Nelsons, the BSO's youngest music director in more than a century. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.